Carnival World, Chapter 53. Bard nodded, then added, "We can all see it from the end of the road, Bruce. But in my opinion, this is just the opening show. The big money band is still coming when we see our first cryptid." Gordo cocked his head, wrinkled up his face, and scratched his armpit. He asked, "What are cryptids again that we are looking for?" Big Jay replied, "First, amigo, we are looking for a Sasquatch or Sabi. They are hairy, ape-like humanoids. Sabi tend to be more human-like and possess a more advanced culture than the more animalistic Sasquatch. Second, amigo, we are looking for wolfmen or dogmen. They are a bipedal humanoid canine." Gordo smirked.
"You think you are Earth's expert on, what do you call them, cryptids? I don't know about the big monkey man, Big J, but I do know that a wolfman or a dogman is not a canine."
"What is your definition of canine, amigo?" asked Big J. Gordo proudly announced,
"Everybody knows that a canine is a special kind of dog. Canines are police dogs."
Kai guffawed. "How did you come up with that
notion, Gordo?" he added. "Maybe people believed that when God was a child in knee pants, but not anymore."
Gordo thrust his jaw out and demanded,
"Bard's library has two police dog television shows on movie discs, Rin Tin Tin Canine Cop and Canine Cops. You are from Earth, Kai, just like Big J, and you are just as dumb. I ain't even from Earth, and I can learn you that canine means police dog."
Both Kai and Big J busted a gut laughing at Gordo's ignorant determination.
"Why are you milk drinkers laughing at me? I wasn't born yesterday. I know what the word canine means," snapped Gordo.
"They are laughing at you, Gordo, because you are, basically wrong as usual, and you are either too stubborn to admit it or too, ignorant to know it," exclaimed Mystica. He added, "One, your life's experience dictionary is not the same as everyone else. Your, life's knowledge dictionary, Gordo, is really, thin and full of errors. I may be guilty of calling you out, Gordo, but basically I am innocent. When it comes to being stubborn for the sake of needing to be right all of the time, I am innocent as a baby canine."
"Are you challenging me, Mr. Gnorn? Why can't you all just admit that I am right and you are wrong? Am I right or am I right?"
demanded Gordo. Kai, Big J, and Mystica burst out as one, drowning each other out, and exclaimed, "No, Gordo, you are wrong."
"I ain't never heard of no canine being called anything other than a police dog. Think I'm dumb? You are just trying to make me look bad," he added. "Chief, you are an expert on animals. Tell them they are wrong. A canine is a dog that is a police dog. I know what I watched from your library."
Bard sighed, then chuckled. "In one sense, you are correct, Gordo. A canine is a police dog. Just like you saw in the fiction series video and the documentary series. You have large canine teeth, Gordo, but you are not a canine. All of us here have canines. Well, it is spelled the same. Tearing teeth. Canines have nothing to do with the reason wolfmen are called canines. I'll admit it. It is confusing, Gordo. Wolfmen and dogmen are called canines because they are considered to be Kennedys. Most people say canines rather than Kennedys. The problem with your definition, Gordo, is that it is too narrow. It is not wrong. It is too narrow. All dogs are canines, but even that definition is not as broad as it needs to be. To the best of my recollection, Gordo, Kennedy is a family of carnivorous mammals, which includes domestic dogs, wolves, coyotes, foxes, jackals, and dingoes. And of course, cryptid hybrids, or humanoids who are not hybrids, may share features of these mammalian carnivores. Thus, they are all considered canines, or Kennedys, if you use taxonomical scientific names. Gordo's face wrinkled up and his eyes snapped closed as his head shook back and forth. After a moment, he muttered,
"Okay, I get you now, Chief. I was right, but I didn't have all the facts. So Kai, Big J, and Mystica were right, too, about their definition of canines.
Bard nodded. And now that we understand what canine mammals are, canine, the kind of cryptids we are looking for, hopefully we will get some good camera footage of them. Big J nodded and rolled his big, widely spaced, dark brown eyes hidden behind his bushy black eyebrows and big black plastic glasses. Daphne giggled, but concentrated on her tea and crunched a little orange carrot. Gordo, somewhat mollified, turned his attention back to Mystica.
If you are so smart, Mystica Dorn, spell that fancy word you like to use. Innocent,
demanded Gordo. He crowed.
You spell it. Spell innocent. You can't, and you won't.
After gobbling down her second peanut butter cup, Mystica stuck out her bottom lip. She scowled as she finished chewing. One, can two. I ain't dumb.
Prove it, prove it, prove it,
chanted Gordo as he prepared his next MRE, an extra-large rectangular slice of mushroom and sausage pizza. Mystica stuck her tongue out at Gordo and slowly enunciated. I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T.
Ha!
Exclaimed Gordo. He snapped proudly, head canted off to one side.
You need to go back to school, GL.
One, do not, exclaimed Mystica as she slammed another twig of soda and opened up an oatmeal cookie. With mock patience mixed with a sneer of pride, Gordo replied,
Listen, I will say it slowly so your little pink prick ears can understand it. Innocent.
Mystica started to speak, but Gordo silenced her with a quickly shaken finger.
Quiet. I'm talking now. Innocent. One more time. Innocent. Quiet,
snapped Gordo. The half-orc glared menacingly at all present. His head swiveled around as he glared at the mess group, as if daring them to say that he didn't have the right to keep Mystica from interrupting him. Gordo continued his intimidating dialogue.
And don't interrupt me. There's no O in the middle. Don't interrupt me. Innocent.
One, you're wrong, Gordo, exclaimed Mystica. What dictionary are you using, Green Meanie? She asked pointedly. Was it the thin one you wrote yourself in first-year orc class? Mystica quickly chowed down another oatmeal cookie. Gordo scowled daggers at Mystica and snapped,
I don't need no dumb dicks, dictionary.
One, you were wrong, Gordo, and too proud to admit it, demanded Mystica.
No, you are wrong, little dirt troll,
snapped Gordo. Gordo sang a tune he had remembered Bard singing about the Fehuman, Blue Boy. Loud and slightly off-key, Gordo sang to the tune of the Beach Boys' 1963 hit, Little Deuce Coupe. He sang the words,
She's a little dirt troll, if you know what I mean, yeah. She's a little dirt troll, if you know what I mean.
Bard leaned forward from his Indian-style sitting position, then covered his eyes with his left hand. Orlando shook his head softly, side to side, as he remembered singing the same song and tune about the crude and filthy Fehuman named Blue Boy. That had happened a few years ago, not long after Padre, Mystica, and Gordo had joined his Bounty Hunters Guild, and much to his dismay, Gordo had remembered and used it to torment Mystica. Some of the gathered listeners made the connection, while others, like Big J, did not. But to appreciate the crude humor of Gordo's rude song, it was not necessary to understand the musical trivia question behind it.
You're a green meanie goblin, snapped Mystica.
Gordo laughed his cement mixer laugh and wobbled his head proudly. He smacked his lips loudly as he quickly inhaled his meal. The preening half-orc gobbled his pizza so quickly that he left gobs of pizza sauce and cheese on his face. The mess around his mouth dripped downward and slopped in gooey globs of red sauce and white cheese sprinkles with light brown pork sausage crumbles dripping off his crooked lips. Each itinerant wandering ort of messiness clumped awkwardly in a slow southern slide down his leather chest armor. There's no I in the middle, King of the Sloppy Eaters, cried Mystica. I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T. That's how you spell it. Gordo grabbed napkins and angrily cleaned himself up. Then he glared again at everyone sitting or squatting around the dining area.
Tell her she's wrong,
demanded the half-orc. Daphne looked down at her teacup and munched her celery stick. The others met Gordo's gaze unflinchingly. Guy busted out laughing. I am at a loss for words, friend. I am simply overwhelmed. Big J flexed his massive, heavily tattooed arms, then rubbed his eyes. Amigos, he laughed. I am almost crying. Anyone else meriendo? Dying of second-hand embarrassment? Mystica looked hesitant and puzzled. Gordo continued to stare at each one of the gathered diners in turn, his head rocking from side to side like an angry, bellowing, snorting bull. His eyes clenched shut, and his face turned into one large oval grimace.
Stop toying with me, guys, and back me up!
He shouted angrily through tight, blood-drained lips. Daphne refused to look up from her food, but offered, I always carry a small dictionary in my pocket. I will look up the word. Mystica looked a little less hesitant. Gordo's face unwound, and he opened his eyes. With a cocky swagger, Gordo put down his last heating MRE pouch and gestured animatedly with his hands.
Finally, someone is willing to back me up.
Ranger Kai poked Orlando Bard with his free hand and rolled his eyes. He whispered,
Here we go again!
Bard chuckled. He looked first at Kai, then around the group. In his best Bard Joe style, he intoned,
What can I say, folks? One of them can be a great help in carrying gear and fighting. But when he carries on like this, I am glad there is only one of him. If we would have two of him, that would be one more. And we could stand. If we had three or more of him, we'd have a cavalcade of unbridled, proud as a peacock, insolence, and puckery-faced head-wobbling.
Chief,
snapped Gordo, as he glared at Orlando,
you are not helping.
He added, seeing that Dr. Kimball had pulled the tiny brown dictionary from her lab coat pocket. He grinned and quipped,
Am I right, or am I right? In a cent.
Without looking up, Daphne carefully opened up the eye section of her pocket dictionary. She squinted through her wire-rimmed glasses at the tiny font. Innocent is spelled I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T. Mystica pumped her arms thumbs up and gave herself the Norn victory salute. The entire group, and even some of the closer guards, began to laugh uncontrollably.
Come on!
Demanded Gordo. He asked,
You yanking my chain, Dr. Kimball?
More laughs, like miniature lava flows, erupted from everyone within earshot, even some of the guards still at post, waiting for a second lunch break. Finally, Gordo growled ominously and threw his heated MRE jumbo macaroni and cheese pouch on the tiled ground. He had waited too long to pull out his heated mac and cheese food pouch.
Hot, hot,
he exclaimed. Gordo angrily ripped open the sealed cover. He snapped, not looking at anyone.
I don't believe you. Your dumb dictionary is wrong. This is one reason I don't use them. Either they spell it wrong, or they tell you the wrong way to say it. Any orc worth his salt could learn you that. Dictionary books are not worth the pages they are written on.
Gordo, after that, fumed silently as he sporked his mouthful of hot, creamy macaroni and cheese.